But just days before the city commission's vote on its budget for the coming year, the Tallahassee Police Department has received a grant that will help pay for 15 new police officers. Now, Rika McCarthy reports commissioners are grappling with what that means for the city's spending plan.
The 15 police officers covered by the grant would be focused on community policing. TPD Public Information Officer David Northway says that's different from the 18 police officers the city has already been planning to hire through a property tax increase.
The 18 additional officers would make it so that our patrol officers that are on patrol day to day would have more time to do that type of situation, which is where they're getting out and getting to know their community members a little bit better. But these 15 are simply going to be on a dedicated squad that would not be, again, not have any connection with the 18 officers that we're asking for patrol.
Northway says the 15 would be part of what's called the COPS program, or Community-Oriented Policing Squad.
They're the ones that you see on the bike squads. They would be in the neighborhoods. They're working with specifically with different areas of town to reach out and to establish those great community contacts that we would be able to work with a group that would be dedicated solely to this mission.
Mayor Andrew Gillum called the grant a great opportunity when he spoke Tuesday at a local business meeting. Gillum says many people don't know the officers coming into their neighborhoods, but that hasn't always been the case.
When I was younger, we knew the officer who was coming into the neighborhood. It would almost always be the same ones that were coming back. Ms. Jackson on the corner knew them. You know, my mom knew them. My grandmother knew them because these were the folks who were in your rotation.
Gillum says because of growing demand, that doesn't happen anymore. But he thinks new officers will help to address that. The grant can only be used for officers that haven't already been budgeted for or hired. And it requires a 25% match from the city and a promise to keep officers employed for a year after the grant runs out. It also requires money for purchasing bikes, vehicles, uniforms, and other supplies. City commissioners say figuring out how that fits into their budget, which is scheduled for a final vote Thursday, will be difficult. The commission is scheduled for a vote on whether to accept the grant later in October. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.